Yesterday came word that the director of the Los Alamos National Laboratory, the birthplace of the atomic bomb, had resigned, along with his principal deputy. The resignations stem from accusations that managers there ignored fraud and theft by lab employees. Those claims come from the Department of Energy, which pays $1.5 billion a year to run Los Alamos. As NPR's Christopher Joyce reports, the resignations continue a slide in the once lofty reputation of the nation's top nuclear laboratory.
For months, an organization in Washington, D.C. has been getting phone calls from workers at Los Alamos. The Project on Government Oversight is known for investigating problems at the lab. Those include a charge that lab employee Wen-Ho Lee was spying for China, a charge that did not stick. Then two computer drives containing blueprints for nuclear weapons went missing. Eventually, they showed up, lodged behind a photocopy machine. But the recent phone calls from lab whistleblowers were not about espionage or bomb secrets. Project Director Danielle Bryan says they were about stealing.
There was an employee who used her government credit card and tried to buy a souped-up Ford Mustang. And it was only because the bank saw this charge and called the lab and said, why does a government employee need to be buying a souped-up Ford Mustang? That was the only reason why it stopped.
Bryan says there were many stories of employee theft by government credit card and claims that workers stole equipment inside the lab by the truckload. Los Alamos managers hired two former police officers to investigate. The investigators said they found rampant theft. Then last November, the managers who hired the investigators fired them. That was too much for U.S. Secretary of Energy Spencer Abraham. He sent a blistering letter to the University of California, which has had contracts to run the Los Alamos lab for 60 years. Abraham accused the university of systematic management failure and ordered a DOE investigation. Congressional committees are also launching investigations, and yesterday the university announced the two resignations. Michael Reese is a spokesman for the university president.
We have taken a series of steps to rectify the situation. Yesterday's announcements was just the most dramatic, and it's not going to end there. We have a number of other changes we are contemplating, and our hope is that this will begin to address the secretary's concerns, and we can get back to the business of successfully managing a national laboratory that we have managed with great distinction over 60 years.
Reese says Los Alamos managers did consult with the university's vice president for laboratory affairs, John McTague, about firing the two investigators. But Reese says that information never got to the university president. From now on, he says, financial and auditing staff at the lab will report directly to the university president. Daniel Bryan at the Government Oversight Project says lopping off heads at Los Alamos may not change the culture there.
The mid-level management and the upper-level management at the lab was aware of this pattern of behavior. And rather than doing anything to fix the problem, all efforts were to make sure the information didn't get out.
That attitude, she claims, is part of a sense of entitlement at the University of California.
When you know that no matter how bad you screw up, you're still going to get paid. You stop worrying about it. This has been essentially a contract for life.
According to DOE Secretary Abraham, that contract is now in jeopardy. Christopher Joyce, NPR News, Washington.